Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Connection is a healthy and essential aspect of our daily lives. From a warm hug after a hard day to kind words just when we need them, these gentle moments give us an understanding of life's true meaning. But when the ability to connect is interrupted by the hustle of daily life and to-do lists pile up next to the worry of who needs school supplies, sometimes making decisions about our health and the well-being of our loved ones can take a back seat. When it comes to those we care for, vaccines are one of the greatest public health success stories, and along with other measures, are one way to help prevent certain diseases. At Merck, we envision communities where families, healthcare providers, local organizations, and advocates work together. Health equity happens when every person, regardless of age and ethnicity, in every community, has fair access to healthcare, including the vaccines they need. For more information, please visit whyvaccines.com.
Johnny Mack declared it. It's not just hearsay and Twitter. Johnny Mack is telling you right here, he is Johnny Mack's OTA MVP. Now, that might not be worth much, but it's worth a lot.
That's the greatest award. I said, no, I'm joking. No.
Hey, it's the greatest award you can get on May 31st of the offseason.
That's right. So.
Welcome in, everybody, a Friday edition, Football Friday edition of Birds 365 OTAs yesterday. Johnny Mack was down at practice. Good morning to everybody in the chat. Good morning to you, John McMullen. How you doing, Johnny Mack?
Doing well, yeah. Isaiah Rogers season.
Yeah, man. A lot of people talking about Isaiah Rogers, John. Let's get right into it. What's your first takeaways from Isaiah and from the rest of the OTA?
You were MVP of the OTAs, which are officially over. At least from a public perspective, they're going to have another OTA. But for the ones we saw, and that's only two, and it's only the spring, and it's May, and all those contextual things, and there's no pads, and there's no press coverage, and there's no Devontae Smith, but he has been spectacular, living up to the hype of people who never saw him play before. He's been... There's nothing bad you can say about Isaiah Rogers.
That's great, though. I mean, he looks like, and I know you guys talked to him afterward too. Did he have some good things to say in the press conference? I didn't get a chance to catch him. I did hear some of the other guys who spoke, Jordan and Nolan Smith and stuff, but sounded like Isaiah Rogers was energetic and he had some good things to say.
Yeah, I was most impressed by the fact that he, you know, he completely takes accountability for what happened with his suspension. And he's not one of those guys who complains about, oh, the rules and this, and it's too harsh and that. He just put his head down, kept working, obviously kind of explained. You know, one of the things that's so impressive is he hasn't been on a football field in over 500 days. And he looks like the best guy out there. And, you know, you would think the rust, you saw it with Deshaun Watson when he had his issues and came back, hasn't been the same player. And it's very early, as I said, in the process. I gave you all those K contextual things. I hope you pay attention to that. You know, when he gets the pads on, is he going to be physical? Really, you know, he's dealing with Paris Campbell and Joseph Nada right now. You know, when it becomes more AJ, more Devontae, obviously it's going to get a little bit more difficult, to say the least. But I most impressive is he kept himself ready and he tried to mimic a normal game week throughout the offseason, what he would do to prepare, keep his body ready. So all good. Can't say anything bad about Isaiah Rodgers. All you can judge is what's out there. And he, you know, had a pick six, baited Jalen Hurts in a backed up period. And it was a throw to A.J. Brown, slant to A.J. Brown, just picked it off and took it for a pick six. So to see that kind of savviness and you know, that Slade-level stuff, you know, baiting quarterbacks to throw right. something and jump in the route. So pretty impressive.
How good, John? Like, are we talking like a guy that could potentially be a starting outside corner on this team? I know we talked about it maybe at slot. But if he's looking that good, is Slay almost, I don't want to say in the way, because Slay is a fantastic player, but what are they going to do? Are they going to keep Quinion on the bench if Isaiah Rodgers is playing that well?
Yeah, I'm not going to go that far yet. I always tell the story, I don't know if you heard it when you were the producer, but I always tell the story of Kyrie's A-Bear. Nobody remembers for good reason. Because he never turned in anything. But early in my career, he is the best spring player I've ever seen. I mean, he made a play at practice every day. And I'm talking splash play. And he was he looked like Ronnie Lott. And, you know, as training camp got there and the pads came on, and they had training camp was longer in those days. And much more time to get exposed. All of a sudden, you know, he was running with the first. He was so good in the spring. He was an undrafted free agent. He was so good in the spring. He started training camp as on the first team, and it slowly started falling apart. Second team, third team. He didn't even make the team. Eventually went to the CFL. And I'm not saying that's Isaiah, because he's already been in the NFL. The
context of it is spring football, yeah.
Yeah, he's already been in the NFL. He's clearly an NFL player. But, you know, you drafted Quinion Mitchell, number 22 overall, for a reason. You know, he was drafted. He was the first cornerback drafted in this draft for a reason. He's got tremendous talent. Tremendous upside. Now, where I think Isaiah Rodgers has kind of positioned himself, and we'll see minicamp next week, and we'll get to see each practice. I think, you know, something's going to happen with James Bradbury, whether it's sooner or later, and I don't think James is going to be here. I've been pretty above board on that, and I think he's the guy that if now that Quinion Mitchell and Cooper DeJean, add Cooper in there as well, if they're not ready to play right away, which, you know, if you listen to Nolan Smith's press conference yesterday, you know, there's a learning curve to the NFL. Bottom line, no matter how good you are, there's a learning curve to the NFL. And if they're not ready to play right away, Isaiah Rodgers is probably the guy now that would start opposite Darius Slay. I would say that. But does that mean Quinion Mitchell won't be out there? By no means does it mean that.
Yeah, but I tell you what, all of a sudden the cornerback room, and I know it is spring football. I don't want to overreact to Isaiah Rodgers, but it's not just you saying it. It's any reporter that was down there is calling out how good he looked. All of a sudden, Slay, Rodgers, Ringo, Mitchell, DeJean, Ricks, Maddox. All of a sudden, I mean, that's a pretty good cornerback room. And if Slay can play competent, Rodgers steps up, and Mitchell is what we think he could be, I mean, that could turn to a strength quickly. We had them as a weakness yesterday. I don't know if that's going to pan out.
Well, that was my, I kind of
that
like
was the it beginning might be, of the year,
it,
right?
We switched, it might be weakness right. early yeah. strength because you have Quinion and Cooper, and they're both right. going to be good players. It's just a matter of that ramp up period, of that learning curve, how quick or how long, and everybody's a little bit different. And this is a very difficult defense to learn, as I mentioned, so that factors into it as well. But yeah, they look, they have potential. They have the potential to be very deep at corner. They have a bunch of guys who have what Howie would call the traits in their bodies to be good corners.
You're right.
Does that mean they're all going to hit? I said yesterday, no, doesn't mean they're all going to hit. But there's a pretty good chance they have so many that one or two are going to hit. And that's sort of the goal. And you mentioned Ringo. Ringo was back. Slay was not there. CJ was not there. So you had Slay, CJ, and Bradbury were not there. Obviously, James was not there. So it was Isaiah Rogers and Kaylee Ringo as the starters on the outside. Tyler Hall was the starter in the slot, and that's because Avonte Maddox moved back to play safety next to Reed Blankenship. So it's another sort of indication.
They're
going to
make Cooper DeJean earn it, I guess.
Yeah, spot. Well, yeah, same with Quinion. Quinion's on the second team because they're going to make him earn it. But it is an indication that Avonte's going to be here, and they value that versatility. And he's going to – his ability to be backup safety, if healthy, gives them the opportunity to probably keep one more of those young corners that they may have had to cut.
Right.
If they needed – to get a force safety.
Yeah, and the more I hear about the cornerback room and the more it seems like they're going to go that route, let's just stay on cornerback real quick. Corey in the chat's asking about Ringo, and I wanted to ask you about him, so I'll go right there. He was not present at the first OTA that was open to the media. He was present yesterday. As you mentioned, he was playing in Slay's position because Slay was not out there. How did Kaylee Ringo look? Does he look like a guy that's going to take another step forward this year, and what did you see from him out there?
Yeah, he looked good as well. He had a chance. He should have. They had four yeah. interceptions, and they should have had five.
Good day for the defense, huh?
Yeah, the defense is well, we'll talk about the offense because they are struggling. But they had four interceptions. Should have had five, and Kaylee dropped one. Jalen threw a deep ball. I think it was to Paris Campbell. I'd have to check my notes, but and he was all over it, and he should have picked it off, but he dropped it. So it should have been five, and he's playing well. Yeah, I mean, four interceptions, and all three quarterbacks got picked, all three of them.
Yeah.
So the defense is playing very well early. Now, you hear it all the time, and it's true. Defense is always ahead of offense early in the NFL because the offense – needs a little bit more chemistry, needs a little bit more time. I wouldn't exactly panic, but it's been a struggle for this group to, which is learning a new offense and trying to install a new offense with Kellen Moore. They have not looked good, to be fair. But it's spring. It's May 30th. So I wouldn't, it's May 31st, but I wouldn't get too overwork because they have so much talent. And again, Devontae wasn't out there again. Lane hasn't been out there. And they did one team. They actually did one 11. They rarely do 11 on 11s. They did an 11 on 11 red zone period. Jalen Hurts had an opportunity to throw a touchdown pass to Dallas Goedert. It was a little bit outside, a little bit high. Dallas couldn't get it in. So Jalen hasn't looked good, to be honest. Kenny took a big step back from – he had a good first practice. He badly underthrew John Ross. They tried a deep shot to John Ross.
And yeah, I saw a couple underthrows to John. Is that because he's so dang fast? Or
yeah, well, he is. Yeah. But that's not why the – that was a Mekhi Gardner interception that was underthrown because it was so badly underthrown. I mean, it wasn't about John's speed. John's very fast, obviously, but it wasn't like he couldn't. It was just a bad throw. And then Tanner McKee was, I don't know if Doug Nussmeier's trying to break down his mechanics, but he looked like a different guy. He looked like a mechanical mess. So he got picked by Sean Stevens to end the practice. Not a good day for the offense. I will say that.
Yeah, I did see the video you posted out, too, of Jalen Hurts with Doug Nussmeier. So we'll get into that. We're going to start the show today. I want to welcome everybody in. Thank you all for being here, Twiz and Prince, Corey, Ricky, Dank. We appreciate Dill Locke. We appreciate all you guys. Make sure you drop a like on Bird365, as it's the best thing you can do to help us grow. So we appreciate you all being here this morning. Johnny Mac and I are going to do a little open recap, what stood out to John that we're doing right now. And then a little bit later on in hour number one, we're going to do kind of a deep dive into anybody that stood out, the position groups, Zach Bond. A lot of people are talking about Zach Bond. So even the
Devin White, Devin White, by the way, N'Kobe Dean surprised to me was back. So that's, that might calm people, the injury people down. But he was back on the second team and it was rotating. So he's clearly, you know, they're.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
Dipping the toes in the pool, but you know, I'm starting to think Devin White's going to be the middle linebacker, and N'Kobe Dean's going to be a backup.
Yeah, I mean, especially if Zach Bond is playing as well as it sounds like he's playing.
Yeah. Vic has, you know, in the limited opportunities we've had to talk to him, he has spoken very highly of both Devin White and Zach Bond, and kind of put N'Kobe off to the side, mentioning he's just getting back. And, you know, maybe it's just that. Maybe they're taking him slowly.
Right.
But, you know, Devin White's just bigger. And, you know, he's more equipped physically to handle middle linebacker in the NFL. We know some of the issues he had in Tampa. We've talked about them a lot. But Vic seems to think he's a good player, and he had a bad year, and he thinks he'll bounce back. And, it was notable with Zach Bond. When he started talking about linebackers, first name out of his mouth was Zach Bond, so that was notable too. May have been
how's Zach Bond look to you? Good, right?
Well, he had an interception, but that was more, and that's what I was. That's why I brought up Devin White. That was more Devin White and Isaiah Rodgers. That was a throw over the middle, and those guys just had it locked down inside throw over the middle, and it was tipped, and Zach corralled it for an interception. So it's one of those things where people are going to notice the interception, but it was really about Devin White and Isaiah Rodgers. And Zach did a nice job hauling it in. We kind of bobbled it and then corralled it. But I was more impressed with Devin and Isaiah on that particular play.
Yeah, because they created the deflection. So good stuff from them. Good stuff from Zach Bond. Thanks, James Carver, for being here this morning. For the super chat, we appreciate it. Thank you, Johnny Mac and Xander, for the second OTA PressWise wrap-up and videos. It was the first thing I watched last night after my power came back on. Love Birds 365 since the draft. James, thank you, man. We appreciate you being here. As always, you are a great contributor to the show. All your great comments, all your great contributions. So we appreciate you and everybody else in the chat. As always, Johnny Mac, what else stood out to you yesterday? I know the defense was well ahead. Sounds like Jalen Hurts is still finding his rhythm this offseason, but anything else that stuck out to you?
Well, that's one of them, you know, how they are struggling offensively trying to get this system down. And maybe it shouldn't be a surprise. It probably shouldn't be a surprise, but it hasn't looked good at all from that standpoint. And I'm not going to sound the alarm bells from the perspective of, this team has too much talent to not be successful when everybody is there. But I, you know, we can only talk about what we saw, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It was bad from an offensive perspective yesterday. And, you know, some of the same things, a little bit forcing the ball to AJ.
Yeah, I read that somewhere else too. Shoot, I wish I could give him credit where I read that. But I did read, now granted, Devontae Smith's not out there, but I did read that could partly be that interception that Isaiah Rodgers turned back. You know, he telegraphed.
Well, yeah, it was. And, you know, whether you want to say telegraphed or Isaiah baited him, but, you know, and look, it's natural when you have a player like A.J. Brown to sort of default to him, but. You know, when it's not there, that's when we talk about, and that's a fine line, you know, if AJ's cooking, but if they're trying to take him away and it's not there, you have to, that's where the other people have to step up and you have to get the other people involved, not necessarily game planning to get him the football, but through the natural progression of the routes.
Yeah. And that's where I think the predictability thing can come into play. Like if they're taking away AJ and you're forcing the ball to him over and over again, that's where I think there is merit to that. But overall, I do agree with you.
Yeah. And again, it's May. I hope everybody understands that.
It's May. We have to do a show today, guys. We're going to talk about it, you know?
Yeah. And you know, once this offensive line gets on the field, again, there was one 11-on-11 session, brief session, in the red zone, but there's no pads. There's no physicality from Lane Johnson. There's no Landon Dickerson pushing people around. There's no Jordan Mailata dominating pass rushers. You know, then it becomes a different game when that offensive line is out there. So this is just essentially a passing camp, as I mentioned, and the passing game hasn't looked good. It just hasn't.
John, I want to ask you about tight end. Albert O making some plays. EJ Jenkins making some plays. I mean, Dallas Goedert, I think, and CJ Uzama are your locks at one and two, but is Grant Calcaterra going to be showing the door?
Yeah, I think he's on the bubble, no question. I think they're all on the bubble. I think Albert O's on the bubble. I think Grant's on the bubble. And EJ Jenkins is playing himself into at least getting some looks to be a potential tight end three. I think he's been the best in the passing camp. But again, the pads aren't on. Blocking's a big part of playing tight end. Yeah. I don't know if EJ Jenkins can block us. So I haven't seen him with pads on. So that factors into it. But yeah, those three guys are probably going to be pushing to be the third tight end behind Dallas Goedert and CJ Uzama. And CJ was back and it was good to see him. He's a big dude and he knows how to play. I don't know how much is left in the tank, but he knows how to play NFL football. And that's a big deal, sort of what Nolan Smith talked about a little bit as well. And I think, you know, the top two will be an upgrade because I think CJ still got enough where he's going to be better than Jack Stoll in that type of role. But Jenkins has been impressive. He had a back shoulder from Kenny Pickett's, very natural receiver. He's having a very good spring. So, I mean, I'm sure he's opened some eyes. Albert was a little bit better. He had a nice catch as well. And Oren Burks, I believe, was in coverage. It's clear that the Howie Roseman likes Albert O. He traded for him. We all thought he wouldn't be re-signed because he didn't contribute last year. And the Eagles signed him early in the process. So Howie sort of wants it to succeed. I would think Albert has the default sort of, it's his job to lose, but we'll see how it shakes out. I think it'll be a legitimate competition.
Yeah. So some pretty good takeaways from Johnny Mac. I think it's a good thing to hear that the defense is playing as well as they are, because I think they're the bigger question going into the season, and everybody needs them to take a step forward. The Eagles need them certainly to take a step forward if they want a chance to compete for a Super Bowl. Anything you learned yesterday from we'll talk about this in our extended breakdown and our deep dive into each thing, but any just quick takeaways from the press conferences yesterday? Sounded like Jordan Davis sounded pretty good. Nolan Smith was all fired up, a little bit Brandon Graham-esque. Any takeaways from the press conferences yesterday?
Yeah, Nolan is, he's the heir apparent to be the energy guy. But, you got to perform. You can't be Brandon Graham without the performance to back it up. And that's, he's got the rest of it. The energy guy, as you mentioned.
Right.
But you got to perform. And this is a big season. And everybody who saw Nolan, he's gotten bigger. He's 245, he said. So that's part of it, getting a little bit talked about that basically all last season. He's got to get bigger and stronger. And that's what happened. That generally is what happens when, people joke about major college football and, they're essentially majoring in football in college, which is true, but there is some, other responsibilities. When you get to the NFL, it's your job. And the same thing with Jordan Davis. Jordan Davis, a lot of talk about conditioning and things of that nature. He's 350, hasn't lost much weight, but he looks, as everyone saw at the autism bike ride, he looks leaner, he looks slimmer, and it's better weight. So he's been doing his job, and he kind of confirmed that Vic is counting on Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis, which I mentioned. That's the foundation of this defense. That's what this defense is going to be built on, those two players in the middle of this defense. So they got to perform. And Jordan said he wants us to play a lot, essentially. And Bick wants them to be the dudes, as he kind of mentioned, and we'll see. A lot of it has to do with the conditioning aspect. Can they play a Fletcher Cox level of snaps? I would say that would be more Jalen because he's the pass rusher, but Jordan as well is going to be, you know, he's the guy in those five-man fronts, but he's going to play a lot in four-man fronts. So that means he's got to do a little bit better on the pass rush as well and be a little bit more consistent from that standpoint.
I know you're not seeing much from the defensive line because it is a passing camp mostly right now in helmets and shorts, but how does Jordan Davis look out there? I saw the video of him jogging around yesterday. Anything you can see from him or not much?
No, I mean, this is not the time to ingest offensive and defensive linemen, to be honest. I just know that they're extremely gifted. And I put them together, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, college teammates, pro teammates. And Bick said it about Jalen specifically. Look, doesn't matter how we use him, he's gonna be good. He's just good. And the same with Jordan. He's just good. It's a matter of how good is he going to be. But they clearly are building this defense on the foundation of those two particular players.
We're going to get to our first commercial break. We'll come back and into our deeper dive into the OTA and talk about some specific players. It's the Isaiah Rodgers show right now at OTAs for Eagles camp. Only
two MVP of OTAs.
Johnny Mack declared it. It's not just hearsay and Twitter. Johnny Mack is telling you right here, he is Johnny Mack's OTA MVP. Now, that might not be worth much, but it's worth a lot.
That's the greatest award, Isaiah. No, I'm joking.
It's the greatest award you can get on May 31st of the offseason.
That's right.
Isaiah Rodgers looks like he could be a player for the Eagles, which is good stuff. So we'll get to our first commercial break. I want to thank everybody for being in here this morning. Anybody that didn't join in at the top of the show, we'll recap a little bit what we hit on, mostly Isaiah Rodgers, talking about him and how good he's looked and the crowded cornerback room. So we'll get to that. We'll talk press conferences. We'll talk Zach Bond. We'll talk defense, Vic Fangio, all that and more coming up next on Birds 365. Stay tuned, everybody.
If you missed any of today's show on the Jacob Media channel, listen to the podcast on your way home. Available on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT Light light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeldwyn. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeldwyn windows today. View our entire selection of Jeldwyn windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big.